Great. How many of you guys love Halloween? It's your favorite holiday. Okay, great. Then I want to invite you out on October the 31st, which is Halloween night. We're having a children's ministry thing bash party here, but we need some help. And so we're running some booths, some games, whatever. I don't know. Ted's going to contact you, but I've got a sign-up sheet. So if you would like to help, we would really appreciate it. And I don't know if there's a pin somewhere somebody can throw on there in the bucket. So that'll be fun. If you can come and help us, Ted would greatly appreciate it. And we got an awesome children's ministry here, and it'll be a lot of fun. We'll all be out there. I'm dressing up as... an astronaut this year. Who's laughing? Andrew? Sam? Who is that? Yes. Because I'm always halfway in outer space anyway. No, I'm going to be dressing up as a mountain biker. I like to go mountain biking. How many of you guys like mountain biking? Anybody ever been mountain biking? Yeah? I've been going mountain biking the last couple of days, weeks, and I'm getting pretty good, if I do say so myself. And so I brought in a little video clip of me mountain biking last Saturday. So I'd like to show you my mad mountain biking skills here, if we could. That's me. And, there I go. Well, that's... Should we show that again? Just hit up and it'll play again. Yeah, that's me, face first into the dirt. That's me. No, it's really me. You want to... Here, I'll show you my injury. It hurt very bad. What does this have to do with what I'm speaking about tonight? Nothing. See how the thing sticks to my arm? That means it's wet, is what that means, people. It's good. You know it's... Okay. They want to see it again. All right, cool. Well, I gave it my all. I went all out. I wasn't going to be held back. I wasn't going to be intimidated by the mountain, even though I should, even the mountain, the little tiny hill that I couldn't go down. Whatever. Okay, 2 weeks ago, anybody remember, is David here this week? David Cook? Who thought David did a great job last week? I thought he did awesome. I'll tell him that you clap for him. The week before that, we talked about... what did we talk about the week before that? Gifts. You remember we talked about your spiritual gifts and what you thought your gifts were? I use this scripture here, 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10, and it gave us the list of these gifts: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, administration, and helps. What was your gift? Shout out what you think your gift was. Who is that? Who said administration? Okay. But what was your gift? Do you guys remember what your gifts were?
Yeah.
Because if you don't, we'll just do this thing again. What was your gift? Okay, I guess we won't do it again, but whatever. Okay. Anyway, gifts of the Spirit are special abilities that God provides us through the Holy Spirit for the purpose of building up the body of Christ. And we're supposed to use these gifts to minister to people. Now, there's the gifts of the Spirit, but there's also something else. The fruit of the Spirit. And that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight and for the next couple of weeks, is the fruit of the Spirit. What's your favorite fruit? Pineapple, strawberry, briefs. Who said briefs? What? Lucas?
Pizza. My favorite fruit is pizza. I like pizza. It's good.
Let's see. Raspberry? Pomegranate? Peach cobbler? Lemons? I guess lemon's a fruit. Seaweed? Okay.
McDonald's.
Let's see, where was I? Anyway, the fruit of the Spirit is a biblical term that sums up nine attributes of these that should be visible in a Christian's life. Anybody know where the verse is that talks about the fruit of the Spirit? Joseph, do you know? What? Yeah. That's going to be in Galatians 5. Let's read this verse. Let's all read this together. Can you see it? Good, great. Let's read it. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Nine fruits, right? Nine fruits? Is that how many? Nine fruits of the Spirit. When I was a kid, I would think, you know what? I'll be kind today. I'll practice the kindness fruit today. But this like gentleness thing and this patience thing, I don't think I'm gonna show forth that fruit very often today. Has anybody ever picked and chose what fruit they want to exercise in a certain day? Yeah? Okay, it's not just me. Maybe I'll have peace in my life today, but I'm not going to love that homeless person that smells and stinks. I'm not going to, like, show love to him. He should go get a job and then maybe, like, take a bath, and then I would love him. Am I the only person that's kind of thoughts like this? Okay. But I want to show you something here. You can't pick and choose which one of these things you want to operate in. I'm going to focus in on this word is right here. You see that? Is. It's not the fruits of the Spirit are. It's the fruit of the Spirit is. Singular. Not plural, which means there's only one fruit, and you can't pick and choose. The fruit of the Spirit is one thing, and for it to be being shown and manifest in your life, it should be being done as a whole, not you picking and choosing. You can't pick and choose which attributes of the fruit you want to work in or exercise. You have to pick it as a whole or not have it at all. It's an is. The fruit of the Spirit is, not the fruits of the Spirit are. There's only one fruit. There's nine attributes of that fruit, but it's just the fruit of the Spirit is one thing. And it is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness or kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control. Tonight I'm going to focus in on the first three, love, joy, and peace. Okay, in the next 3 weeks, we're going to be focusing on the fruit of the Spirit. But love, joy, peace is today. Let's go to love. Anybody know what love is? Definition of love. What's love? God is love? Hey, that's not bad. What else? What's the definition of love? Anybody? Anybody got any ideas? The definition of love? Here's my definition. Genuinely caring for someone more than yourself, unselfish. Putting somebody else's needs before your own. Caring about their well-being more than you care about yourself. That's what love is about. Am I right, married people? Okay. I've got a couple verses on love. Let's read these together. 1 John 4:16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. You can't hate your enemy and be friends with God. You can't hate somebody and think you have your relationship with God straightened out. It doesn't work together. If you have hate in your heart, you don't have a good relationship with God, period. If you have something against someone that you're not willing to work out, your relationship with God is weak. That's what it says here. God is love. Because if you're really spending time with God, spending time in the Word, have a good relationship with God, that love should begin to manifest in your life. In areas where you reach out to people, where you don't hold grudges. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, let's read this together. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves love. Never fails. Perseveres. Okay. Jeez. God, I only got through like lesson 8 on Hooked on Phonics, all right? So just chill out. I'm still working on the DVDs. Okay. This is the list of things that love is. And if we have love in our hearts, we should be manifesting these things. Patience, kindness, no envy, not selfish, not proud, not rude, not self-seeking. If we love somebody, we put their needs before our own. That's how you can tell if you love somebody. Oh, I'm so in love with him. Oh, he's so hot. Oh, I just want to like hold his hand and I want him to like kiss me on the cheek and like whisper things in my ear about how he loves me too. What do you mean you have to go do your homework? What? I don't care. What? What? I hate you. You know, that's, you don't love that person. You're being selfish. I know that's silly, but that's how a lot of us act a lot of times. When we put our own needs and wants before somebody else's, that's not love. That's self-seeking. We need to let love, putting other people first, we need to see that fruit start to manifest in our lives as we draw close to God, as our spiritual walk progresses. We should see in our lives how we put other people first. We should begin to see that. If we're not seeing that fruit in our life, we need to examine our relationship with the Lord. We need to say, hey, what's up, God? Show me the area that's blocking me from showing your love, from reaching out and touching people. That's love. There's a couple other verses on love. For God so loved the world that he gave. What? It's not for God so loved the world that he didn't send his son. When you love, you give. You pour out. You're unselfish. You put other people first. There's another one. Love your as yourself. Great. I'm going to move on. Joy. What is joy? Joy is more than happiness, though, right? I looked it up. Definition: a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Hebrews 12:2. Let's read this together. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Who for the what set before him? The joy. See, Jesus knew that if he died for our sins, the fruit of that would be joy. And because he saw the end product, because he saw that it would bring joy to his Father, that's how he was able to endure the pain and suffering on the cross. He wanted to bring pleasure to his Father. He wanted to please his Father. And that's that kind of joy that even when you're going through hard times, if you can see the result, and if you can look, you know, a little down the road and see how, you know, me working out like hurts right now, but later I'm going to be strong and that's going to be hot. You can start to have some of that joy now, and that can motivate you to do the right thing. Nehemiah 8:10 says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." See, sometimes when I'm down and depressed, anybody ever been down? Let's get those hands up if you've been down or depressed. Yeah. Anybody been down and depressed this week? Okay. This fruit of the Spirit, this joy, should be manifesting in our lives all the time, no matter what we're going through. If I'm down and depressed, you know what? I can take that as a sign that I'm not spending enough time with God. I'm not spending enough time in the Word. I'm not spending enough time in prayer. That's why the things of this life, the cares of this world are getting me down. It's because the fruit isn't being made manifest because I haven't been spending time with the Lord. The more time I spend with Him, the more I'm able to be joyful in times of trouble. The third area is peace. Peace is freedom from disturbance, quiet, and tranquility. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I know a lot of you don't come from peaceful homes. There's trouble in your homes. There's shouting. People throw things. They yell. It's not a peaceful environment. It's not very free from disturbance. There's some disturbance going on. There's not a lot of quiet and tranquility. When I think of peaceful, I think of being up in the mountains and looking out over like this river or lake, and like the sun is setting and the birds are going beep, 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 chirp, chirp, whatever. The butterflies are flying by, and I look out and there's nobody around for a million miles, and I can just, that's peace. But I want to tell you that you can have that feeling when there's disturbance going on around you, when there's disruptions going around in your life, if your relationship with God is strong. You can have that sense of peace and that joy, that last point, if our relationship with God is strong. Let's look at this last verse I read, Romans 15:13. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him. Not fill you with all joy and peace just because you're a Christian and you're saved. Fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him. When troubled times come, starts beating on your door, Mr. trouble, I don't know. And he comes in and he starts rattling your family life or your home life. When those things come, the storms of life come, you can have joy and peace as you trust in God. As you say, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen, but I trust in you that I'm your child. See, that trust that we have in Jesus, knowing that he is in control, knowing that he is going to take care of us, then we can have peace. Then we have nothing to worry about. But if we're trying to make things right on our own, if we're trying to fix everything that's wrong, we're not going to have a whole lot of peace. What do we have to do? Trust in him. So if you want joy and peace, what do? Trust in God. Right? So the next time your parents get into a fight, trust in God. The next time your significant other calls you and breaks up with you and you want to get on MySpace and air your dirty laundry for the whole world to see, trust in God. And you'll have that peace. You'll have that feeling of being up in the mountains and the sun setting and you're looking over the lake and the birds are chirping. Because I trust in God, I know that he's going to take care of me. I know he's going to take care of me as my father. I know he's not going to let something come and harm me as I continue in my relationship with him, as I pursue him daily. So let's bow our heads and close our eyes. These three areas tonight, if you need help loving people, if you think that people are gross and smelly and you only like your friends and you wish everybody would just leave you alone, if you have trouble loving your neighbor as yourself and you need some more love in your life, just raise your hand. I need more love. I need help loving people. I need help putting other people first. I've kind of been selfish lately. If you need more joy in your life, if you just have a hard time being happy, if all your smiles are fake, just to try and get everybody else to know that things are okay, I want you to raise your hand tonight. I need joy. I need that feeling of overwhelming happiness, of great just pleasure and happiness, even in the midst of my circumstances. And finally, peace. If you need help trusting in God because things around you are just not very tranquil, there's a lot of disturbance in your life, I want you to raise your hand tonight. I need help trusting in God so that I can have peace. Lord Jesus, you've seen all these hands tonight. You've seen the response. You've seen our hearts, God. Lord, our desire is that we manifest these fruits in our lives. God, that we have love for others. Lord, that we can have genuine joy. Lord, that we can trust in you and that would be our source of peace. Lord, I pray you would begin to, that as we get closer to you and as we spend time with you and in your word and in prayer and worship, that you would be lifted up and that these fruits would just begin to grow stronger and stronger in our lives. Thank you for each young person here tonight. I pray you would bless them this week, keep them safe this week from all harm. Lord, we lift up the students in Cleveland, Ohio, Lord Jesus, that were shot today. Lord, I pray that you would just be with them and their family. Lord, I pray they would trust in you and that they would be able to have peace. Lord, I pray for the parents of this young man, Lord, who did this to these kids. God, I pray that you would be with them tonight. Lord, I pray you would somehow use this to draw them closer to you. Lord, we thank you. We know you're moving in our lives. Lord, we feel you in this place, and I pray you would just bless everybody here tonight as they go. In Jesus' name, amen. Sunday, small groups for middle school students. And we would invite you back next Wednesday. Bring a buddy. It'll be fun, I promise. You're dismissed. Go get some pizza.